Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shobhashachi Bhattacharya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be the guest of honor at Mauritius's 57th National Day celebrations next month. Making the announcement in the parliament, Mauritius Prime Minister Navin Ramgoolam termed it as a great privilege for Mauritius to host such a distinguished figure. Highlighting the honor of hosting PM Modi, Mauritius Prime Minister stressed the strong and enduring relationship between the two countries. Mauritius commemorates its national day on the 12th of March each year, marking the anniversary of its independence from British rule in 1968. President Draupadi Murmu attended Mauritius' national day celebrations last year as the chief guest. Indian Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has emphasized that the new National Education Policy, NEP, has been designed to elevate India to a global level. Speaking at the 101st convocation of the University of Delhi in New Delhi, he highlighted that achieving the vision of a developed India by 2047 is possible through the widespread implementation of NEP 2020. Mr. Pradhan praised Delhi University for its successful adoption of NEP 2020, expressing confidence that the university would play a key role in making Delhi a major knowledge hub in the future.
Bharat ko banane ke liye, Bharat ko vishwa star pe le jane ke liye, माननीय प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने राष्ट्रीय शिक्षा नीति 2020 की परिकल्पना किया है। मैं बधाई देता हूं दिल्ली विश्वविद्यालय की नेतृत्व को। आपने अग्रसर रहे, यू आर द फ्रंट रनर फॉर द इम्प्लीमेंटेशन ऑफ नेशनल एजुकेशन पॉलिसी 2020।
Indian Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah is chairing the 27th meeting of the Austrian General Council of the Ministry of Home Affairs at Pune in Maharashtra today. The conference is being attended by Chief Ministers, Administrators, Senior Ministers and Senior Administrative Officers of the states of Maharashtra, Gujarat and Goa, as well as the Union Territories of Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu. During his visit to Pune, Mr. Shah will also attend the closing ceremony of the Platinum Jubilee year of Janata Sahakari Bank. He will distribute acceptance letters to the beneficiaries of the second phase of Pradhan Mantri Gramin Awas Yojana in Pune district. The first installment of this scheme will also be distributed to 10 lakh beneficiaries in the state at the same time. The Pusha Krishi Vigyan Mela began in New Delhi today, showcasing latest seed varieties and technologies in the agriculture sector to farmers, students and other stakeholders. The theme of the three-day fair is Unnat Krishi Viksit Bharat. Indian Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan inaugurated the event. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Chauhan said the government is continuously working in the field of agriculture to make India a developed nation by 2047. He highlighted the paramount importance of high-quality seeds, asserting that efforts must be made to ensure that the best seeds are swiftly accessible to farmers. The key attraction of the Krishi Vigyan Mela this year is the live demonstrations of the cutting-edge varieties and technologies developed by Indian Agricultural Research Institute. Indian and Pakistan armies have agreed to honor the ceasefire agreement of 2021 to maintain peace along the borders and explore measures to prevent future misunderstandings. The representatives of Indian and Pakistani armies held a brigade commander-level flag meeting in Jammu and Kashmir's Poonch district yesterday in an effort to de-escalate tension after several recent incidents of cross-border firing and an IED attack along the line of control and the international border. In the U.S., the Donald Trump administration has fired the top general and Navy chief in a major upheaval of the country's military. President Donald Trump, in a social media post, announced that he was dismissing Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Charles Q. Brown and replacing him with Air Force Lieutenant General John Dan Rosen Kane. Media reports said the move is significant as Kane is retired and is not a four-star general. This was followed by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth releasing a statement announcing the firing of the Chief of the U.S. Navy Admiral Lisa Franchetti and the Vice Chief of the Air Force General James Slipher. In athletics, Gulveer Singh scripted history by making an Asian record in men's 5,000-meter indoor race at the BU Terrier DMR Challenge in Boston. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.